Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that we're your children. And Lord, I want you to know that we love you and we praise you and worship you and thank you. Because Lord, if there was ever a time to fear God and to walk in obedience to your word, Lord, it's now. So Lord, I thank you that we do know you. We are your children and we're doing our best to walk in obedience to your word. So I know you're going to protect us because you've said you would in your word. So thank you, Lord, as we discuss your word. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's look at some of these things in the scripture. I made a little outline this week and last night and this morning. And I want us to look at what causes these kind of things to happen that we're going to talk about. Now, we're going to first go to Matthew 24, 6 through 14. We're going to start in Matthew 24, verse 6 through 14 in the King James. And let's read in the King James what Jesus had to say in Matthew 24, 6 through 14. And let's look what Jesus did. And it says, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." I mean, he tells us not even to be troubled. I mean, we see of wars and rumors of wars and all this devastating, but he said, don't worry about it. It's going to happen. Oh, how many Christians, you know, worry about this kind of stuff? You know, well, we really shouldn't, you know, so he tells us not to be troubled. Let's go on there. 7. "And for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places," or various places. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." I mean, you know, it is absolutely a confirmed fact. You can go back and you can research our history in the last 100 years to see these earthquakes. And 100 years ago, we virtually had no large earthquakes. They were all little bitty ones and very few of those. But as time comes along in the last 100 years, man, the frequency and the size and the power of these things have escalated. And to think that in a matter of just 4 or 5 weeks, we know where we've had a 7.0, a 8.8, and a 6.9. And the 6.9 and 8.8 happened within 24 hours of each other. It's just amazing what is going on. Now, but he says, all these are the beginning of sorrows, verse 9 and 10. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you." Well, I don't like that. Do you? Oh, I don't like that. "And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Now then, wow, "they shall deliver you up to be killed." They're going to kill us. "And we're going to be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." Well, that's happening, isn't it? Verse 11 and 12. "And many false prophets shall rise." Now, wait a minute. Where are these guys coming from? Do we have any false prophets in the church today? Yeah. You know, in fact, the other day I told Cheryl, we were reading some prophecies made by some men, and I just told her. I said, I ain't going to believe no more prophecies. I said, forget it. I ain't going to believe them. I said, they've been telling us, these prophets, supposedly prophets of God, have been telling us what's going to happen to everything for the last 5 years. And they've really gotten wild on some of the stuff they've been predicting in the last 2 years. And they virtually has none of it come to pass yet. None of it. And they give dates. They tell us in 2 weeks, this is going to happen. In 1 month, this is going to happen. Ain't none of it happened. I know it's going to happen sometime. Be ready. It's going to happen. But we sure have a lot of false prophets. "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Well, they definitely have done that. "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." 13 and 14. "But he that shall endure to the end," I mean, endure to the end, "the same shall be saved." In other words, what that means is we can't let the problems that the world is throwing our way get us off on a tangent and fall by the wayside and say, what good does it do to serve God? I'm just going to quit. You know, I mean, there's a guy down the street. He's got a business. I mean, he's got kids. He's got a wife. He don't even go to church. He don't tithe. He don't do nothing. He's blessed more than me. I mean, I've gone to church forever. I've tithed. I've done everything. I've had more problems than he does. So what good does it do to serve God? I'm just going to quit. Now, that ain't a good place to be, is it? Did he tell us all these things are going to happen? Did he tell us we're going to be persecuted? They're going to take you up to kill you? Now, if you don't deny Jesus. In fact, it was amazing. Just the other night, I watched on the internet a YouTube video. I know these people put this stuff out there. It was a group of Muslim men captured three people that I couldn't tell who they were, I mean, what they looked like or whatever, because they had a hood over their heads and their hands tied behind them. And they had dug a hole there about 3 feet by about 6 foot by about 3 or 4 foot deep, put a little brush and stuff down in there, poured some gasoline on it, and throwed a match in there and started burning. And then they poured gasoline on all three of these people and pushed them over in that hole. And they immediately burst into flames, and they burned to death. All you got to do is deny Jesus. We won't do this to you. It's going to put you to the test, isn't it? Three people. I don't know whether they were men, women, or whatever, but all they had to do is deny Jesus, and we won't burn you. We won't pour this gasoline on you. But they obviously would not do anything. So they poured the gasoline on them. And they didn't light them there. They threw them in, pushed them into the pit where there was already flaming. The minute they pushed them in there, they just burst into flames all over. That don't even sound good, does it? That's not even appealing, is it? What did he say? They're going to kill us? Did the Lord say some of us are going to be killed? So they get ready for it. If it happens, it happens, you know. But he that shall endure to the end. You mean I got to endure to the end? Well, he says, if I want to be saved, I can't deny him, can I? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. The end of the age is coming. And we're getting closer to it every day. So just be aware of what we're going to have to go through. And who knows? You know, I'm hearing all kinds of stories about how, especially the Muslims, the jihad Muslim. Now, there's some good Muslim people. Now, don't get me wrong, but jihad Muslim terrorists, you can't trust. I mean, they say they're trying to infiltrate those people into churches now. You know, now, I don't know who burned these, what, 12 or 13 churches that's here in Texas. Okay, so at least we think. You know, they think they've got these guys, but who knows who's behind it? You know, you really don't know who's doing what, you know. And so there is organizations that are training people to destroy different things that are God, you know. I mean, it just, if we only knew what is going on, it would scare your socks off. It really would. But they say they're trying to infiltrate our churches and get them in so that when the day comes, when they're ready, they will be able to just get up in church like they did that church down in Africa the other day. About six men walked into a church in Africa the other day, and they were Muslims, and they walked into the church, took out their machetes, and started hacking the heads off of people. They killed 100 Christian people in that church. 100. Hey, it may happen. You know, if that happens, you know, be ready to defend yourself. Don't just lay there and let somebody cut your head off. You know, fight back. I mean, I'm going to fight in the name of Jesus. You know, in the name of Jesus. I mean, if a guy starts at me with a machete, I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, bam. You know, I mean, I'm going to put some faith with it. I'm going to put some action with it. I mean, then bam, you know, I ain't going to lay down and let nobody take me out. You know, you ain't never seen a war until you've seen a 71-year-old man that gets in faith if somebody comes here and starts hurting us. I may die, but it ain't going to be standing here letting them kill me. I'm going to protect myself, my wife, my children. I will not lay down and let nobody come in. I'm going to be like Peter. I'm going to cut his head off. Peter was fixing to cut that guy's head off, you know, but the Lord told him, Peter, this is not the way it's supposed to be. You know, I got to go and die. So that's not, but now then, you know, if they come to it, we're going to have to protect ourselves and defend ourselves. And I realize the Lord's going to be there to help us. He is definitely going to be there to help us. And you need to be like the woman, the two women, actually in Dallas. Some of you may have heard this the other day. A gunman walked into a store and told the lady to give her his, told her to give him the money. And she just told him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get out of my store. And he looked at her and he could not, and there was another woman standing right there, and she said basically the same thing. So the guy turned tail and ran out the door. Now what kind of power do we have in the name of Jesus? But you know, it takes real faith to act. I mean, you can believe anything, but you got to act. Now this woman standing there with a gun in her face for her to make that statement, it took some faith. It took some action, didn't it? And a lot of us say we have faith. Oh yeah, I believe God. But we won't do nothing about it. That's right. Faith without works is dead, just like Tom said. But when you start quoting the Word of God, I mean, I think about that great big old John Hagee, you know, here a few years ago, that when that guy walked down his church and pulled that big old coat on and pulled out that gun and said, Hagee, I'm going to blow you away. And that big old wide Hagee that nobody could miss at 10 foot, stepped out a man of faith and looked at him and said, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And the guy put the gun right toward him and pulled the trigger 6 times, shot, and did not hit Hagee. Not one single bullet. And of course, then they captured him and hauled the guy off to jail. But now, how many of you would have had that kind of faith, huh? Oh, some of us would have been down behind the pulpit, right? But Hagee, he's a man of God, isn't he? Yes. And he believes the Word of God. Well, now, all of us in this day are going to have to start believing the Word of God like that. Because who knows when one of them might walk up to you, just like the woman in the store. It might happen on the street. It may come into your home. Like Faye Harden the other night, you know, this lady that's on Christian television that has asked me to go to Washington to be a speaker. Kim said she was talking all about that the other night on last Wednesday night on Daystar, how I'm going to be a speaker up there. And, you know, and I am. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. for the next Tea Party, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. You know, we're going to have to do something. If good men do nothing, evil prevails. So, you know, we've got to go tell it like it is in the name of Jesus. And we got to see God do great and awesome things. Now, of course, God protected Faye. But the other night when those three hooded men came into her house.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Wrath of God is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.